This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The city of Florence, Italy, takes pride in welcoming foreign migrants. Then came an incident last month. Two Africans were killed in the city. Italy's economic crisis has grown worse, leaving some Italians believing they have to compete with immigrants for a slice of a shrinking economic pie. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
On December 13th, a known right-wing extremist opened fire in two separate marketplaces, leaving two Senegalese dead and seriously injuring three others. The killer then shot himself. That day, the San Lorenzo market was packed with people shopping for Florence's renowned leather goods. Vendor Roberto Ciacci is still stunned by what happened.
I'm anguished. The city has a strong, progressive, anti-fascist legacy. I can't believe this could happen here.
The killings were carried out by a member of Casa Pound, a right-wing grouping named after the American poet Ezra Pound, known for his fascist sympathies and anti-Semitism. Casa Pound leaders distance themselves from the killer, but Saverio Di Giulio says his group rejects the concept of immigrants' assimilation.
We uphold the notion of Italianness, that spiritual and mystical union of our people that existed during fascism. We are opposed to domination by the international financial system that wants to erase national identities.
Nigerian Udo Nwerozor files reports to the EU Monitoring Center for Racism and Xenophobia. The ideas of Ezra Pound, he says, are gaining ground across the political spectrum.
That part that criticizes big business, banks, has more chances of making a headway, attracting people on the left today because of the hardship.
Hardships that are beginning to affect Italians as well as foreign workers.
Tu sei benedetta fra le donne, e benedetto il frutto del tuo seno, Gesù. Santa Maria.
It's lunchtime at a soup kitchen run by the Catholic charity Caritas. Most here are foreigners, but the number of Italians has grown 30% in the last year or so. As more Italians become jobless and even homeless, Caritas officials say tensions are growing. Many Italians are seeking jobs in three areas long disdainfully relegated only to foreigners: domestic help and care of the elderly, agriculture, and construction. Sociologist Emilio Santoro, who teaches at the University of Florence, says they find that the majority of immigrants are paid one-third of what they should be getting by law and work very long hours.
This is the problem because, they find a market which is based on dumping, social dumping, and then they have to accept the same salary of the foreign people.
The new job competition risks turning into a war pitting poor against poor. It comes after a decade of escalating anti-immigrant statements by officials, especially members of the xenophobic Northern League. One minister even suggested immigrants should be shot in the boats bringing them to Italian shores. Asane Kebe, a representative of Florence's Senegalese community, says the crisis has made the climate even worse.
People are now blaming immigrants for the crisis. They say we take away jobs, housing, and even slots in nurseries because we have too many children.
Immigrants now face an even worse prospect. Italian legislation, severely criticized by the EU, stipulates that foreigners without a job for 6 months must be expelled together with their entire family, even those who settled here decades ago. Several hundred thousand legal immigrants now risk losing their papers. But the new government of Prime Minister Mario Monti wants to give them a reprieve and give them a year to find a new job. However, the government faces strong opposition in Parliament from the Northern League and its conservative allies. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Florence.